This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Maddie and Amy podcast.
She's known she's had psychic abilities from a young age and is now one of Australia's biggest psychics. She starred in The Real Housewives of Melbourne, competed on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, and is now adding one more thing to her resume. Author. We're joined by Jackie Gillies today to talk about her brand new book, Shine It Up.
Woo-hoo. Hi, guys. We're all shining today. I love the makeup and the hair. But that doesn't define us, darling. But we do like getting frocked up sometimes, don't we?
Yeah, it adds to it, of course. Which we need.
It's all about energy.
Now, the book is called Shine It Up. Yes. You talk about shining it up and the word shine a lot. Mm-hmm. Can you explain to people the word shine it up? What do you kind of use it for?
So the word shine it up for me, I've been saying from the age of maybe 17 and a half, 18, and it represents putting blessings out into the world and receiving it back. Mm-hmm. So when I say shine, it's like I want you to shine. I want you to be the best version of yourself. And because I'm a manifestor in life, your thoughts create your experiences. That's what I believe. And I also believe we attract energy in the way we think and the way we speak. So for me, I've been saying shine it up for many, many years. But there was a time that I stopped saying shine it up. Hence, it is in the book. And you've said you've read mm-hmm. it. And that was, you know, when I was in a really quite emotionally abusive, toxic relationship that I thought was normal, which it was not, until one day I was screaming on my bed and that was a nice little bell, Benny. That was my husband's bell. Oh, that didn't sound good, did it?
It's your phone, mate. It's your phone.
Oh, darling. And so for me, it was about recognizing what wasn't working, taking responsibility for that. But during that time I was in the relationship, I didn't recognize it. And so I lost my shine. Yeah. And then I had to, you know, bring that shine back.
And it truly is here. Like you walking in, such an energy, so positive.
You're glowing, that's for sure.
We're attracted to it, Jackie.
Now, you are a big believer in listening to your intuition. Mm-hmm. For people out there who might be experiencing that or may not know that they are, how do you listen to your intuition? What does it feel like?
Your intuition feels like the gut feeling when you get the goosebumps. Mm. When you know positively that what you are feeling is true. For example, should I be doing that university course at university, but you know that you don't want to do it, but you're making everybody else happy? Mm. Should I be staying? Yeah, I'm picking that up.
Yeah,
should I be staying in that relationship that doesn't serve me, but I don't want to leave it because I'm scared to? So how do you listen to it? Because your knowing tells you. You just block it out because of fear.
Mm. Oh my goodness, both of those things, beyond relatable, it just happened.
I just felt your energy, like a bit teary. Yeah. I just felt you just stand for a quick sec. Yeah, I did.
Oh my goodness. Right, baby. In the book, you talk about a vision board.
Yes.
You're big into vision boards. Was writing a book ever a thing that you ever pictured on there?
Yes. Do you know when I've been doing readings from the age of 23 and a half, and when I had started doing psychic medium readings, what had happened was I had given a psychic medium reading to a woman that was a director of a massive Australian publishing company. And she had asked me to write a book because she said, Jackie, you know things about my family and passed over relatives that nobody could know.
Yeah.
So name situations, people's events and what have you. And I said, no, I wasn't ready because I was still going through that muck of that emotional toxic relationship, still trying to like go through that in a positive way, but I was still figuring my stuff out, right? So I wasn't ready. But on my vision board, a book was on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I came out of the jungle, two publishing companies hit me up. But I knew when I was in the jungle, because all you have to do is think. And I knew that it was time to share my story. But this is the beginning of many more, because I want to show people how to listen to their intuition, how to manifest. Mm. So this is the beginning point.
Mm-hmm. And with your psychic readings, you're actually booked out months and months in advance. And I've actually never had a psychic reading before.
Yes.
I grew up in a Christian family. Yes. And I was always told that, you know, psychic reading was of the devil and it wasn't something that you should explore.
Yes.
So for people who have never had a psychic reading like me, what would you say to them?
Well, can I say this? I believe that everybody has their right and their opinion to believe in what they believe in.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say this. I was christened. I am Croatian born, and a lot of Croatians are Catholics. And so I did, I was raised with the knowing of Jesus and Mother Mary and whatnot, but I am a spiritual person. So what I say is this. When I, and I've given many, I've given tens of thousands of readings to Christians, to Muslims, to all different religious, you know, to all different people that believe in different types of religions. But I'm going to say this, that your heart will always tell you what is true and what is not. Mm. I will not be, and for me personally, this is me personally, I believe any relationship that you have with God is your own personal relationship, and that if you feel guided to something that is positive and you know deep within, innate in you, that what you're hearing is of truth and of something that that resonates, then nobody can tell you, because I believe that the universe and God is all one. So I believe that you're guided to situations and peoples and events in your life to evolve you or elevate you. So what I would say is I never force anybody for a reading. And in fact, I always have people that do come in for readings of different religions that say, Jackie, I just felt guided to you. And they go, oh my God, they walk out going, this was like, it was the most eye-opening, amazing experience. In fact, you can look on the Who magazine. Mm-hmm. I gave a reading to a woman named Abby, and she's a writer at the Who magazine, and she's Muslim. And I had said some things to her because her mother just had passed away, and she did this full write-up saying there's no way in this world that Jackie could have known the information that she knew unless she was standing next to my mother's bedside before she passed. And she said, Jackie, it gave me great peace. So I always say that if it's meant to be, you'll be guided.
Yeah, and there's also like lots of memorable readings you do bring up in the book. I remember you spoke about there was a boy that came and spoke to you and his father had passed away.
Yes.
And you said, like, you spoke to him, you go, there is money that he is hidden. You gave the exact location and everything, and it came true. Like, that is amazingly crazy.
Oh, darling, that's just one of many. There's, I've done tens of thousands of readings. I mean, you could go onto exojackie.com and read all the testimonials, darling. That was a good plug, wasn't it?
Yeah, good
one. No, but what I want to say is that I've done tens of thousands of readings, and I have to tell you, and I've got so many messages of people that have given readings to. Now, this is prior to Housewives, the Real Housewives. Yeah. I was known as a psychic medium before the Real Housewives of Melbourne, and that was primarily why I was asked to go on the show. Mm-hmm. And so I am not here to prove myself to anybody. I'm here to share my story, and this is a true account of my experiences. I believe that every human being is psychic. So if you take away even people that don't believe in religion or what have you, and everyone has a right to their own opinion, and I don't judge. I'm just a vessel when I give messages. If you put all that aside, scientifically, if you want to go down the science route, we're all energy, okay? We're all made up of energy and matter and what have you and atoms. So the thing is, how is it you can't pick up on people's energy
if you set
all of that aside for a minute? Mm. But I believe that science and spirituality all comes together. I believe that it all connects. So that's my belief.
Yeah, absolutely. I like in the book we talked about how everyone has like a psychic ability.
Yes.
You think. Can you tell us some of the abilities that people may have and they may not even know they have them?
No, everybody's got it.
Yeah.
100%. I truly believe that. For example, those gut feelings is psychic awareness. Not listening to your gut feelings when you're, for example, being in a relationship that you know is not good for you. Having friends that you know is not good for you. That's your psychic energy speaking. So and I don't want to scare people when I say psychic energy. I read energy. So that's you picking up on your own energy. That's your inner self talking to you. So if you want to hear the answers, if you want to talk to God or the saints or whoever it is you believe in, ask them to find that peace, and you've got to learn how to still your mind. If you learn how to still your mind, you'll hear the answers. The little whispers, the goosebumps that go down your back when you know something's of truth. Or when you kind of feel somebody or you think about somebody and then a week later, out of nowhere, you'll hear from them. What you're essentially doing is picking up on that energy of that person because they're thinking of you. So you're connecting to that.
So do you believe that people should get a psychic reading as well if they're unsure of their own feelings?
No. That's like, isn't that the worst thing you can do if you're unsure of something?
No. I'm not going to say that people should come for a psychic reading if they're unsure. What they should do is if they feel guided, yes. Nobody should be forced to do something they don't feel good about. But being unsure is ask for guidance for yourself. Do you think this is something that's going to add to you? And I always say that if I'm meant to give a psychic medium reading to somebody, they're going to be guided to me. I will never force anybody to have a reading.
Brilliant. Manifestation is also brought up in the book. And this is kind of like the first real kind of ways I've learned about it in your book. Because I feel like you gave some great examples of what it really is.
Yes.
Can you kind of tell us what it is in your sense?
For me, and I think that I'm not, I actually know that I'm going to write another book about this because I really want to delve into this. I've been doing vision boards from the age of 18. Mm. Everything on my vision boards I have to this day, including my mother at times telling me she believes. Now, get your head out of the clouds. So manifesting is impressing your mind with something that you seek in your life that you know that's going to benefit the higher self of you, but also the people around you.
Mm.
So for example, when I wanted a relationship, that was a relationship where it was unconditional love, no judgments, loved me without conditions, that's unconditional love, and also allowed me to be me without judgment. I clearly wrote a list of everything that I wanted, so I'm impressing my mind with the type of relationship that I wanted, but then I started listening to my intuition, removing out the drainers and toxic people that were in my life at that time to make space for the universe to respond to my thoughts. And then I started loving myself first because I couldn't attract that love unless I looked within myself. And that means I had to be in raw, man.
Yeah.
That means I had to really look at what wasn't working. And so with this relationship of how I manifested it, I was visualizing. So visualizing is impressing your mind. For example, I don't know, I could be at the park hugging my husband, but feeling the energy of it. So you've got to actually believe that you've received it in order for the universe to respond. Now, so many people say, Jackie, I want this, this, and this, but is it with the right intent? If it's not with the right intent for the high purpose of everybody else or serving the high purpose for other people, you're not going to get it.
Yeah.
And if you're doing it because you go, oh, look at me, I want that new house, everyone looks at you, you're not going to get that. So it's your heart's desire. I believe every prayer is answered at the right time if it's your heart's desire. So you need to impress your mind with what it is that you seek.
Mm-hmm. A lot deeper than we thought. Yeah, yes. Right?
I'm taken aback by everything that you're saying.
You're such an energy in here. And it's like trying to take it all
you
in.
You made me cry. Like,
no, Jackie.
I really made that a joy because I just feel like, you know, that I know that when I was in a situation when I was younger and I thought if somebody had to come to me and told me what I know now, it'd be like just light bulbs, right?
Yeah,
that's what I'm having right now.
Because my light bulbs were, when you've read this, that I walked into the angel shop and there was a book that kind of just flicked out by itself. And the shopkeeper was there. It was kind of like the bookstore.
Just so you can hear me.
So the bookshop was here, right? And I was here giving this woman vibes. I was just coming out of nowhere, vibes. Yeah. But they're all positive vibes and they're all vibes about messages that she needed to receive. The book fell out and it was called Divine Guidance by Doreen Virtue. That shows you how to differentiate true guidance to false guidance. And that's where I started to, you know, listen.
Yeah, and really understand it. Because I know, like, at 23, that's when it all started coming back to you and that's when you really understood you had this greater gift. Like, why do you think it came back at that age?
Because I believe that I went down a path of being, like I said, the trigger point for me to reconnect with my higher self was I had to get out of that relationship that I was in that was toxic, emotionally abusive, but I didn't want to because I thought that if I get out of this, who else is going to love me? Because I looked at this man like this was everything.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he was threatening, even though he would tell me what to wear, he isolated me from my friends. I wasn't allowed out on Friday nights. Wow. I started to lose who I was. And there's a lot of men and women that have been through that. So I believe what I essentially did was push it to the back of my head, even though the whispers was telling me, you know, this dude's not telling the truth, girl. Why aren't you listening? And it took the moment of me when I cried on my bed to God and I said, if there's that God, you prove it, because I'm sick and tired of all the bullshit that I've had to go through. And I said, I listened to my parents. I was a good girl. I was a virgin. Why? Why am I putting up with this bullshit? I'm not out drinking. I'm not taking drugs. Why, and why? And in that moment, I saw every time he ever cheated on me, even though I knew he cheated, but I pushed it to the back of my head every moment.
Yeah.
And I saw an angel too. And the angel that I saw was like a bumblebee with a trumpet, and it spoke to me, but not like this. It spoke to me as my own mind and said, you have a higher purpose. And it was like, that's when everything unfolded. But I've always seen spirits. So when I say sea spirits, it's not like floating around like this. It's a sense that I feel them and I can hear them.
Yeah.
And I sense them. Like right now, this place is, I don't want to use the word haunted. There's a lot of energies in here.
No, and I would agree.
It is. So how it came to me was because of that relationship where I wasn't listening.
Yeah. And
that was
come.
That was my thing. Some people, it could be a relationship. It could be your work. It could be you out partying too much, being around the wrong people. But sometimes it takes that thing, man, where the universe will just go. But it's not just the universe. It's your energy. Yeah. It's your energy crying out, going, enough's enough. And sometimes it will catapult the most thing that you'll think is so negative. But it takes you from here and it makes you realize, and mate, you've got to go through the pain.
You have to. I want to ask, when you do readings, there may be some like negative energies that come through.
No.
But like, are there any draining readings?
No, of course there is. Okay, when I say no to the negative energy, when I give a psychic private medium reading, I sit with the person and I start to see images of everything you've experienced. Yeah. I start to see your past, your present, and your future.
Wow.
So basically what's happening is I start hearing names, situations. I start seeing what you've gone through. And this is why I never do like I do a lot of interviews and people go, Jackie, give me a psychic reading. No, and there's a reason for that. Because when I give you a psychic medium reading, I am going to see things about you you don't want anybody to know. And people look at me and go, how do you know that? I said, because your energy, your angels, your spirit guides, the people that have passed away that's connected to your family that are looking over you are telling you they're here to help you, but we're not listening. And the reason they give me things that I couldn't possibly know is to confirm to you that I am really hearing the things that I'm hearing. And it's positive, because what they show me is the negative things you went through as a child or in that moment or in the, whatever it is in that time that they're giving me is to confirm to you that your prayers are being heard and answered, and to have faith.
Oh my goodness. So like when you walk on the street, does like thoughts ever come to you when you see people?
Of course.
But like what stops you from talking to them?
No, because first Too of much. All, you've got to give permission. Like I will not never give somebody a psychic medium reading unless they give me permission.
Of course.
That's integrity for me, because I don't believe anybody has the right to go into someone's thought patterns and start reading them. The second thing for me does, it becomes all too consuming, but I know how to block it off and protect myself.
Okay. I was about to say, does it ever feel like almost like too a burden much. Or too much for you to handle?
Do you know what? There was a couple of times in my early stages of doing psychic medium readings that it did feel like that, but I started to learn when I'd meditate, when I was speaking to my angels, that they said you need to learn how to not take the energy on and meditate by clearing your energy. So I do a lot of chakra meditation, eating healthy, exercising, but also learning to disassociate myself from other people's energy. So as soon as I walk out of a psychic medium reading, I can just let go of that and on I go. I don't take it on, because it's not my journey.
No.
Even if I've seen things that some people go, oh my God, it's really traumatic. But listen, I'm a massive believer that nobody, and I know people go, well, I don't believe that's bullshit, Jackie, but I don't believe that any human being is given something they can't handle, no matter how bad it is, because I believe that part of our evolvement in life is to go through those experiences to elevate us to the next level.
Wow. Does it, like, this speaks to me on like a whole other level. It like reaffirms things I've been thinking about.
Same.
It's crazy. So I'm going to finish just with one more question. Yes. What's one thing people won't expect reading your book, Shine It Up?
I think people won't expect to actually see that I lost my shine. I lost my self-worth. I was in a negative state of mind where there was a time I didn't want to live. And I mean, I did shine through that, and it wasn't like I was suicidal, but I believe every human being has those thoughts somewhere in their mindset, like where it's all too much. Doesn't mean they're going to do anything about it.
Yeah.
It's all too much. And that I... And my childhood, I think my childhood, people will be very surprised. I'm just a chick from Newey that happens to be on a television show, but I'm no different than anybody else. And I really want people to know that we're all on the same level in life, and that nobody else is better than anybody according to your social status, how much money you have, because all of that is bullshit. It all comes down to we come into this world as a bird that's free of thought and responsibilities, but as time goes on, we take on all of that conditioning of the world, and then we bring it into our own lives, but we stop to think what it is that makes us happy and how do we progress into that to make that a lifestyle that I'm happy with.
That is possibly the best way to kind of sum that book up and make you get it. Like I said, I've read it. It's a truly inspirational story.
Thank you.
Must read. So please go and get it. It's available for pre-order on Jackie's website, xojackie.com. Thank you, Jackie Gillies, for joining
us
today.
Much.
Thank you, guys.
Woo-hoo!
And it's at all good bookstores too.
Yep, go get it. We love a good hard copy.
Maddie and Amy on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.